morning comes from the book of Luke, actually. I changed my mind, a woman's prerogative. It comes from the book of Luke, beginning with, it's going to be chapter 24, and I'm going to begin reading with the 19th verse. It's Luke 24, beginning with the 19th verse. And just to set the stage a little, because for some of you this will be a familiar story, this is one of the stories of the first Easter, when Jesus had been raised from the dead, the women had visited the tomb, and two of Jesus' disciples were walking along a road to Emmaus when they were joined by Jesus, but didn't know who he was, didn't recognize him, and they began to talk and were surprised that Jesus didn't know about all that was happening. They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was the prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some of the women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them the things about himself in all the scriptures." Amen.